It all started way back in the 1920s. A very small building was built on the premises of an ERF opposite the Raithby Methodist House of Prayer to accommodate a few learners residing in Raithby. Today, on the same spot where the first little school was started, is a shop, the Raithby Stores, which was owned and renovated by Mr. Henry Dreyer, the late Mr. Henry Dreyer, actually. As the learner total increased, the building was not fit to accommodate all the learners, and the Methodist circuit decided to build a bigger school on their property. That was in 1930, around about 88 years ago, where the Raithby Methodist Primary School was built in like a reversed 7 shape. Wooden divisions was put in the two large rooms to create 5 classrooms to accommodate the children of Raithby, as well as the learners residing on the surrounded farms. A small office for the principal was also created. I don't know the names of the persons who was appointed as principals before Mr. Henry Karelse, the one who was principal when I started schooling there in 1963. Mr. Henry Karelse, he was already the principal, I don't know for how long, how many years, but when I started schooling grade 1, sub A in those days, at Raithby Primary School, it was in 1963. Mr. Karelse used to check whether a child is big enough for school. This is just something about Mr. Karelse I want to tell you. If you, the parents, wanted to know if the child is now school ready, then Mr. Karelse would tell you to take your one hand and try and reach the ear on the other side of your head. Well, I started sub A at the age of 5, and we had to walk bare feet on this gravel road, and during the winter it was muddy and very, very dirty and messy, all on your own to the school. In those days, the parents didn't take the children to school. We had to go all by ourselves. Today, the children are very fortunate. They are being driven to school by their parents. And we also did not have uniforms those days. And we had little slates, which we wrote on, with a griffie. I don't know what the English name for it. So it was a griffie. And beware if you come to school on the Monday and the frame of your slate wasn't clean. Mr. Karelse will hit you with his bare hand behind your knee. He also had a cane which he used to hit you if your handwriting was not to his satisfaction. He was a very, very strict principal and very on to handwriting. The pupils who had head lice, he would pour a liquid on the hair, and then he would wrap the heads with a white cloth. Those days the department supplied white cloths for the schools for cleaning and so. So then he wrapped the children's head with this white cloth and sent them home. And they can only come back if all the lice are gone. I remember being so shy and scared of this principal, who was very, very strict. So some of the parents were even afraid of him. He was a very big man, and he had a very, very strong voice. He used to send me even to the shop to go buy him Westminster A cigarettes. That was his brand he was smoking. Later, the school became too small and we had to use the Methodist House of Prayer too. So in the church building, we had 2 classes there, standard 4 and 5, grade 6 and 7 today. was accommodated in this building, in the church building. And to divide the two classes, there was a vinyl curtain hanging there. At the time, there were seven teachers. At that time, there were seven teachers. The Western Cape Education, WCED, they later rented the school from the church for a very small amount. In 1977, when I started teaching at the school, there were so many pupils that we had to teach in shifts. It was a morning shift and afternoon shift. And that time, when I started teaching there, Mr. Charles Adams, he was the principal there because Mr. Carlson was retired. He was a bachelor from Stellenbosch, Mr. Adams. And later in the 80s, Mr. Douglas Goliath, was from Raithby. He was married to a lady from Raithby. That was in 1995. And Mr. Olafair of Stellenbosch, he was also principal. So the morning shift started in the morning from 8 till 12:30. And in the afternoon shift started from 12:30 to 1700 hours. But we had to come in early in the morning. The afternoon shift, I had to come in at 10 o'clock because we still have to make sandwiches, jam and peanut butter sandwiches for the children, for all the learners, during springtime and summertime and autumn time. But during the winter, it was bread and soup, which the children got. There were many a time that we had to teach outside under the trees too, because the children just got more and more and more. And the learner total grew, as well as the staff. So at that time, we were 15 teachers, and the principal, plus the principal. Later, round about, I'm not sure, but I think it was in the 80s, yes, when Mr. Goliath was a principal. In the 80s, Ms. Goliath, and in 95 was Oliver. Yes, in the 80s, the WCED, they put up six prefabricated classrooms where the school's physical training space and netball field, it was there, but they had to use the ground there for this prefabricated classrooms. Trees were removed and to make space for the new classrooms too. I also had the privilege to teach as a colleague with my sub A teacher, grade 1, and my sub B teacher, grade 2, and standard 1 and standard 2 teachers. We all were like a small family. We were the children's doctor, social worker, dentist, minister, policeman, parent, psychologist, you name it. When I resigned, there were 9 teachers left. If I recall correctly, while Mr. Oliver was still the principal, the WCED decided to build a new school, a brick school, with 2 offices and a big staff room, and 6 classrooms and toilets for the learners. I think today there are only 6 teachers and 1 secretary, plus the principal and the deputy principal. And there's a female caretaker too, and support assistance. And as I believe that the school gets a lot of support today from foreign people, like the Germans and so. And I'm not sure if it was now the Rotary Club or what, but there was a group of people who donated money, and they made a nice netball field there for the school. Well, the original school building is still there, and I think it is now the school's IT center. The name of the school was years way back when I was schooling there, it was Raithby Methodist School, but today it's Raithby Primary School. So, and I'm not sure if the department is still renting the school from the church, because a lot of things changed over the years and the people got to buy the property from the church. So I don't know how strong the hold of the church is still over the community. But that is that. I hope this could help you. Thank you.